Love in the Time of Bertie, 44 Scotland Street, Book 15. Written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by David Rintoul. Angus Lordy, portrait painter, citizen of Edinburgh, husband of Domenica MacDonald, and owner, custodian perhaps, according to modern sensibilities, of Cyril, the only dog in Scotland to have a gold tooth, that Angus Lordy stood in a room of his flat at 44 Scotland Street, wondering what to wear. All the clothing he possessed was either hanging from a number of wooden hangers or was neatly folded and stacked away in a series of drawers within a large wardrobe, called, in the second-hand trade, brown furniture. Nobody apparently wanted brown furniture any longer, as it was considered too cumbersome, not to say too dull, for contemporary tastes. If the Scottish diet had become Mediterranean, then Scottish furniture had become Scandinavian, light and minimalist, consigned to its owners in flat boxes and requiring to be assembled before use, and then reassembled once the instruction booklet had been read. This was the very opposite of Angus Lordy's wardrobe, as gloriously over-engineered in its way as the Fourth Railway Bridge, and of similar vintage. This wardrobe consisted of a series of drawers in which Angus kept what he called his accoutrements, his shirts and socks, handkerchiefs, ties, vests, and so on, while jackets and trousers were hung from a railing on the opposite side. His kilt, along with his sporran, hose, kilt pin, and ski and do, were also in one of the drawers, protected, ineffectively, by moth-repelling balls of cedar. He had two suits, a dark one that had been made for him 22 years ago and that was described by Domenica as his Kirk suit, and a three-piece tweedy outfit that Domenica had disparagingly labelled his Bookies suit. Neither of these descriptions was entirely helpful. The Kirk suit was well-made and discreet, rather than Calvinist. The Bookies suit was not in the least bit flashy, being made of Harris tweed and designed to withstand Hebridean weather, the horizontal rain and Atlantic gusts that beset the west of Scotland, and the north, south, and east, for that matter. There was nothing wrong with these suits, although Angus seldom wore them. Suits, he thought, might be going the way of men's hats and ties, both of which were now seen only infrequently on any man under 40. This was a matter of regret, Angus felt, even if he himself was doing nothing to stem that particular tide of fashion. Alongside the suits were hung four jackets, all of them in frequent use. Two of these were linen and formed the core of his summer garb, while the others were of an unidentified fabric that Angus referred to as 100% unnatural. They were comfortable enough, though, and went with virtually anything, but particularly with the crushed strawberry corduroy trousers by which Angus signalled his status as a resident of the Georgian New Town, as a member of the Scottish Arts Club, and as a man of artistic bent. If these trousers raised eyebrows amongst the ranks of the staid, then Angus did not care in the slightest. There was no fixed ordinance stipulating that men should wear sober trousers. Fund managers, lawyers, and accountants.